Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we are today at Bar Lines. Come by and see us. They got the breakfast buffet set up over here. Big football game coming up this weekend between Austin Peay and Eastern Kentucky. And JoJo, we know this next guest very, very
well. Yeah, we do. Let's bring in, he's the head coach at Eastern Kentucky University, Walt Wells. He played at Austin Peay, so this is a big game for the football program. Coach, good morning. How are we?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. What is? I know it's a big game, but you're going to a place where you played college football. You still love Austin Peay at heart, but you're bringing your team in there. What's the emotions like coaching in a game like this for you?
Well, you know, fortunately, I've had some opportunities to coach against them before, both as a head coach and an assistant. So it's, you know, I mean, you think about all the memories, you get a bunch of phone calls from guys you probably hadn't talked to in a year from the last time you played them and things like that. But really it's all about our football team and preparing them the right way and making sure we're ready to go when we get in there and doing everything we can to you know, sustain it and make sure we get victory.
Congratulations. Not last week, the week before, your name, the National College Coach of the Week for the big upset win you guys had over Tarleton. You had another upset win last week over Central Arkansas. What is going right about your football team right now?
Well, I think our players, and I appreciate you saying that, and I think our players are just playing at a level right now that, you know, they're not making too many mistakes. They're doing things the right way. You know, offense, defense, and special teams are playing complementary football. I think we figured out who we are, both offensively and defensively, and got more in tune to that. You know, we were on a three-game winning streak and then lost two in a row to Southern Utah and Abilene Christian, who's a ranked opponent. And, you know, I just felt like after that, we looked at ourselves and started figuring out who we were, and our players just kept believing. And, you know, you're going to have some bad days, and you can't let those, you know, turn into multiple bad days. And I think we did that with the Southern Utah loss and then coming back and traveling all the way back out to Abilene, Texas. So I think we learned from that and have grown from that.
Two big wins, knocking off two nationally ranked teams. So Austin Peay probably sees your Eastern Kentucky team the way you guys saw Tarleton and Central Arkansas. I was like, this is a chance for us to upset a good team. What has Austin Peay been doing good lately?
Well, the one thing they've done is they've improved every game, and you can see it. You know, they've got a new coach, Coach Ferris, over there, and he's doing a good job. And his guys are you know, I mean, they got decimated through the portal from last year's football team that Austin Peay had. So, you know, they're playing together. They're learning each other. They've settled in on a quarterback. They know who their quarterback is. He's a good player, and he's making good decisions. And they're playing really hard and fast on defense. And so, you know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge going in there.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Walt Wells is on the line with us. Coach, we talked to you right after the draft and got your insight as a, you know, an offensive line coach on J.C. Latham and switching from the right side to the left side. I think to this point it's gone pretty well for the Titans, and obviously he's had some rookie moments, but, and I know you've been obviously busy coaching your team, but from what you have noticed, what have you seen from his transition from the right side to the left side?
Well, I wish I could really expand on that for you, but I'll be honest with you, I hadn't seen the Titans play, but a little bit when it pops up on the, what is it, the red zone or whatever.
You're busy. I know.
Yeah. I hadn't heard a whole lot of negative, so I would say, and he's still doing it, so I'd say it's going the way they want it to. You know, there's always going to be ups and downs when you play left tackle, and there's always going to be up and down when you play left tackle as a rookie because, you know, you got grown men coming at you. You got men 10 years older than you that have been perfecting their craft in the NFL for 10 years coming at you with things that, you know, you've just been playing college ball for 3 years. So I think he's probably doing a great job as far as overall, but there's probably a learning curve that's going on that is tremendous. And, you know, he's got the guy to help him learn and Bill Callahan, and we'll teach him, you know, the ways to prepare and get things done. And he's still in there doing it, so that tells me he's doing a good job.
How big of a transition and how long should that transition take from a guy that has maybe played the outside most of his career, whether it's college or the NFL, and they've all of a sudden they've moved inside? How big of a transition is that for a player?
Well, I think there's two different ways to look at it. It's does he have the power to play inside? Because I think you have to have power to play inside, because you got the guys in there that are 340, 50, 60 pounds that can bench press the moon and got great hip explosion. And so you have to move those guys a little bit in the run game. And if you have the power, then I think, you know, the transition is a little easier because, you know, inside, you know, when it comes to pass rushing, you can bounce people off each other, if that makes any sense. You got the center to cover one side and the tackle to bounce him off of on the other side. There's only so many places he can go, and usually they sub in, you know, on third down, they're going to sub in and take the big run stoppers out. So I think the transition from outside to inside is a little easier than inside to outside if you have the traits that are available to do that. Now, everything happens quicker inside. Everybody's on you a lot faster, and you've got to get movement in there for the run game, you know, especially the inside run game, but the run game to go.
I need you to clear something up for us as a talent evaluator, because Joe and I had a little discussion over analytics the other day, and he basically said, "I can tell you if a guy can be good on the O-line if he's got big ass and big hips." Can you confirm that that's what you look for?
There ain't no question. And he's got a great opportunity to have power if he's got a big old bubble butt. So it's like going to a cattle call when you're out there looking for offensive linemen. You know, you walk them across, and the first thing you look, does he have to lay down to use the bathroom or not? And if he has to lay down to use the bathroom, then he's probably not going to have the power necessary.
Oh, that's great. You know, you and Trey Smith are still very, very, very tight. You know, when you coached him in Knoxville, did he come there as a left tackle?
Did he come to Tennessee as a left tackle?
Yeah.
No, that was the biggest misconception there was. Now he played tackle in college, in high school, but I did not think he had the Listen, he could have went out there and survived, okay? And when he played it, that's what he did. He went out there and survived. But God gave him gifts that he doesn't give every man. And his power is elite, and his brain is elite, and his ability to flip the switch is elite. And I'm not exaggerating one bit. I've never coached a guy like it. I mean, nicest, most best human being off the field. As soon as he crossed the white line, it's like, you better not get in his way, because he's gonna murder you. And he had the power to move, you know, all those guys at Alabama and Georgia as an 18-year-old freshman. And so there was, you know, to me, there was no other place than right guard. And, of course, that's where he's excelling in the NFL and playing in the NFL, because, you know, in the SEC, you got to be able to run the ball in some form or fashion. I mean, you look at Josh Heupel; he's changed his offense to where he's running the ball, and he's having success. You have to be able to run the football, and you have to have power at the guard position. And he had elite power.
So he is being projected
to have this guy in the world. He'll be a free agent. He'll be a free agent next year, and they just paid the center. You know, and they got to pay Mahomes, and they got to pay Kelsey, and they got to, you know, are they going to, I mean, I would be shocked if he's not the most demanded guard out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, all that he went through with the blood clots, and you coached him, and again, you guys are very close, to see what he's accomplished winning Super Bowls and now being high demand, that's got to be a great feeling, because you know him so well, and you saw what he's overcome.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't there with the blood clots and everything, and you know, that's proven that maybe there was some, you know, I don't want to say, you know, he's got all that taken care of now. And you're seeing his freshman year and his senior year were really, really great years. And you know, he had good years in between there. But he's a good human being. You know, when I recruited him, I told him he's going to be governor of Tennessee, and I believe that. I mean, if the state of Tennessee want a leader and somebody with ethics and morals and will do the right thing and stand up for people, then Trey Smith's your guy. And I believe that to this day. And, you know, my mama vote for it.
Right.
No question. Coach, always enjoy the chats with you. Best of luck this weekend against Austin Peay.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Take care of Joe there. I know he's back doing what he loves, so I'm so grateful.
Well, it's a full-time appreciate job, you. And just so you know, he's already had three bowls of oatmeal this morning. So
yep.
he's a growing boy. He's feeling good.
It's good for his cholesterol. It'll keep it down.
All right, see you tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good. Give me a holler.
Coach Walt Wells, Eastern Kentucky University, joining us here on the program. Of course, affectionately known as the coach.
Yes. Yep.
You ever hear us refer to the coach?
Yeah, he's the coach on the people show.
Yes.
That's what it's about. He made some good points about Trey Smith, about,
yeah.
You know, he's going to be high
Could
in
you
demand.
Imagine? Like, I mean, I'd pay him.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, because, look, it's not working. Skoronski hasn't been good. I'm not saying give up on him necessarily, but he hadn't been good.
No.
You get Trey Smith, your offensive line gets better. And whether you put him on the left side or the right side, or move Skoronski to the right side, whatever. I mean, your line got better.
And you could have had – he was taken in the sixth round by the Chiefs.
Oh, well, it worked out well. And then was starting right away, wasn't he?
Right away. And then, you know, Juwan goes in the seventh round to the Niners. So every time these talent evaluators and – first rounders and just nonsense, whether you have the heart or not to play the game. And also it helps where you get drafted, obviously, but still.
I'd love to know what John Robinson thought of Trey Smith.
And Vrabel.
Like, yeah. I would love to know.
That is a great question.
What their thought. I mean, publicly they're probably going to say, oh, yeah, we liked him. It just didn't work out or whatever. But
yeah.
I would love to know.
Yeah, you know, and Walt makes a good point right there. He's 18 years old, true freshman in Knoxville in 2017, and he's pushing around Georgie. I mean, he was playing at a high level as a freshman, and it's one of those things that's just mind-boggling how you could miss on that.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. We'll get back to some of your answers on our match game question of the day. Also, Jeff Fisher coming up at the top of the hour. It's Chasing Big Joe. Live today from the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.